So there have been three confirmed cases in a family who've recently returned from Disneyland back to Melbourne. And those cases have been identified through surveillance systems that DHS has set in place to screen travellers returning from the Americas, where clearly there's been the most swine flu activity. The first child to presented very late, so actually travelled while healthy, came back, went to school for a day while healthy, but then later presented with symptoms. So this is quite a long delay to getting the infection, but because of the enhanced surveillance, these parents were aware and able to present early with their child to allow an appropriate response. So at the moment, there's no evidence that this family has spread the virus to anybody outside their family. They picked up the virus in America, and all efforts are being made to stop the virus spreading further. So the fact that this virus hasn't spread outside the immediate family indicates the success of the measures DHS has put in place. Our world is a global village, we all travel, and it's inevitable that cases will be imported into Australia and will be continued to be imported into Australia as this outbreak unfolds around the world. And that's why screening measures are in place, that's why these cases have been detected early. I think it helps all of us to be aware that this is a virus that's circulating in the world, that our government is prepared to try to control its importation and control its spread. I know our health minister has advised people that they should be preparing their pandemic pantries in case they have to be quarantined, and that's just a general measure of preparation, of making sure you've got some food supplies in the house. But beyond that, at this stage, we have a local event with three imported cases in one family and an appropriate local response. At this stage, there's no indication of a wider community risk. So vaccines are being developed against swine flu around the world, and because of concerns about H5 influenza, the avian flu that we were all aware about over past years, governments and public health bodies around the world have been ramping up efforts to be able to deal with a pandemic. So we're in a very good position to respond to H1 now. Australia's very fortunate. We have a dedicated vaccine manufacturer, and with government funding, they've been able to build up their production capacity in the past years so that they'll be able to develop a strain-specific vaccine. And that is in process now. It's a process that will take several months, but the World Health Organization is making vaccine strains available to all these manufacturers to ensure there's an adequate global response of vaccine production.